Fratfin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Festival de Cannes. Today I'm in company of director Mare Ade for the film Tony Erdmann, screening here in competition. Mare, the movie talks about family. When you started this project, was your intention to give your take about family values? And if that's the case, what are these values?
Yeah, it was more like between the father and daughter, what happens. It's more a conflict of values the two have. So we have this father on the one side who is like belongs to a, I think, very typical German post-war anti-authoritarian generation who wanted to have for their children as much freedom as possible. And and Ines now, the daughter, choose the job that is far away from these values, and but still she can use all this that he gave her in a way. So his values in form of his daughter turned into the opposite. And I was interested in that conflict. So it's on one side a conflict between the generations, because for Ines is like, let's say, very green lifestyle, his very human approach to things is sometimes for her, who works as a consultant, something too let's say simple or too easy for her. So especially in the job she's doing, she sees the world for her is much more complicated and more complex. And so the two also, besides the personal emotional conflict, they get into a political conflict as well. But that was not the main, like, I was more interested in that personal wish to leave some roles behind, and to start a new relationship.
Sometimes comedy is there since the beginning, sometimes it enters the movie while it's written, and sometimes it happens while shooting. So was comedy part of the original idea of the film? I mean, as you may know, the audience during the projection laughed a lot.
Actually, the film started with the wish to make a comedy, like, or the writing started with the wish to make a comedy. So I was interested in doing something a bit more genre for that project. But I found out very fast that me as a writer, but also the story needs a very, needs a serious fundament, or like a background, and that also comedy needs that, because I think humor is often born out of a desperation, out of the wish to switch, to turn around sometimes painful situation, or to open something, a marriage, no. And during the shooting, we were like focusing very, very much on the serious part, especially like the scenes when people were laughing the most, like when this naked party comes. Like when working on that, it was really, everything was about being very precise with the, with the sad side of the characters, and with the, and I think that's why it's especially funny in the end, because we took this very, very serious. But I was surprised that the comedy came back with the full audience so much. I knew the script, a lot of people read as a comedy much more than during shooting. I said to my producer, I think it will be a very, very sad film, I'm sorry. And yesterday I was, whew, it's still a comedy, so.
Do you think that this serves well the ideas and the thoughts of the movie? Do you think that this story works better with drama?
I really think the film has both sides. So, and I swear, if you would have seen the film alone on your laptop, it would have been a different film. So, I think it's really that the comedy comes out of the drama. So, I think in the first place, it's a drama, and in the second place, but the people in the dramatic situation are doing funny things. So it's also, I think, a difference between like a comedy that is like pure comedy meant to make people laugh, and between this guy, the father, who invents a character that is funny. So, and or between Ines doing strange things that are in the end funny. So I think that to work out the drama was more complicated.
You said that at the beginning that this relationship is typical of the past war fathers. So what is something that you experienced yourself or that you saw happening among your friends around you?
My father also likes to joke. He's a and he has a very good humor and a big repertoire. There's even the little thing I borrowed from him are the thing with the teeth, because I made him like 20 years ago. I gave this to him as a birthday, as a present, and since then he uses the teeth sometimes, puts them in suddenly and complains when a waiter is or something like that. But that's just the little thing that is like autobiographical. The rest is maybe sometimes personal, but we have a different relationship.
Thank you so much, Maren Hade, director of Tony Edmond, screening here at the 69th edition of the Festival de Cannes. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.